And we were talking earlier about how Northern Ireland seems to lead the way when it comes to research projects. Well, a Northern Ireland company is also an international award winner. It's the Northern Ireland Social Care Council's Understanding Child Development Apps, the NISCC. And the Chief Executive, Colm Conway, has joined me now in the studio. Colm, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Pamela.
And many congratulations on winning this award at the HOSITAS.
Yeah, it's difficult to say.
It is.
HOSITA Award is an international organisation that looks at the use of technology in what they call human services, what we would know more as social services and social care, and how technology has been used to develop practice and support care. So we have developed these apps over a number of years. And we received the award. We came first in this year's award for 17-18.
That's amazing. And beating off literally worldwide competition.
Worldwide competition from America and Australia, mostly English speaking. But nonetheless, it's a global award for a global competition. So we're very pleased and very pleased for our partners. We develop these apps in partnership with the Ulster University, with Queen's University, and with Learning Pool, which is a technology company based in Derry. So it really is a Northern Ireland story.
And tell me about the app. What does the app do? What do the apps do?
Well, the apps are a suite of three apps. These particular apps are a suite of three apps that look at child development and give information on child development from 0 to 7, from 7 to 13, and then from 13 to 18. And it allows people to be able to access information easily and be able to drill into that information as they require it. They were originally designed for professionals, social workers, people who are working in child development to support their professional development and support them with information and with access to easily accessible mobile learning. But interestingly, while they've been used a lot in the professions, they're also being used a lot. We're getting great feedback from parents who are using the apps just for their own information and being able to support them in the care for their children. So we have 120,000 users of these apps across 200 countries worldwide.
Oh, that's fantastic. So when you come to a competition like this, I mean, I know you're creating the apps purely and simply for people to help them in their lives. So, but to get a recognition of an award is just the icing on the cake. Do you apply to enter these competitions, or does somebody put you forward, or how did it come about?
Well, this competition came about because we were put forward by our colleagues from Queen's University. Who would have been more aware of the competition than we would have been, and so they put it forward, and to our surprise we won. So we were very pleased, and part of the reason why we won is because of the accessibility and ease of use of the apps, the fact that they're free for everyone to use because we've received funding to support the development of those apps, and also because they were so used. So well used across many arenas. So that was they were the key reasons why they were successful. And they're part of an ongoing development of mobile learning solutions that we're working at the Social Care Council. So these are very much the first steps towards the improved use of technology in learning and development in social care in Northern Ireland.
Because I have to admit, I mean, I use apps, but and I have friends who develop apps, but that part of the work that side of it of technology just has me completely baffled. So, but I know it is such a growing tool for people. You just if you need information, you just go straight to an app, and it's there at the press of a button.
Well, it's great, and it's so flexible. And in some ways, the apps do a lot of the analysis for you. So it's a way of getting information that's already been analysed. So we did a lot of work with our colleagues at the two universities in Northern Ireland and with Learning Pool to find a way to break down what is quite complex information. I mean, child development is broad-based complex information. To break that down in a way that it was easy to look at on a mobile phone screen, but also give opportunity then for people to go underneath that information if they needed to. So it has a lot of different applications. We know that students are using it to help in their work. We know that educationers are using it to help them with people and writers. right through to parents using it every day for their own information and their own reassurance about the development of their own children. So the beauty of the app is its accessibility, but also its flexibility. And the beauty of technology, and as you say, although I don't understand how they do it, all I know is that if you put in NISCC into Google Play or you go into NISCC website, you can download for free these apps. And you just simply go in and scroll down them. I'm sure like me, you'll see lots of people scrolling down through their phone, through looking at Facebook and Twitter. Well, it's exactly the same process for the app. So people are getting good information at their fingertips, and they can drill down as far as they wish to, which is the real beauty of it.
And can you take feedback from people who then are accessing the app as well? Because as we've been talking earlier on today about genetics, and no child is exactly the same. So they do develop at different levels and different stages. So can you take feedback and then readjust the app accordingly to the feedback that you're getting?
Well, absolutely. I mean, mostly it's feedback about the usability of the app and how we can develop it in different directions and what would be useful for people. But the app, the underpinning content of the app is a theoretical framework around child development. So it is flexible enough for people to be able to look at their own context and their own circumstances and being able to do that. And of course, the app is great in that it's not just about reading. You can look at videos, you can look at scenarios, you can look at other types of information that makes it easy for you to assess where you might be, particularly for professionals to be able to use their skills of assessment alongside parents. So it's been very beneficial from that point of view. So yes, we're getting feedback, and we're always looking at ways that we can update the information. And in fact, at the moment, we're looking at different sorts of platforms that develop this technology further so that it is more flexible, more easy to manoeuvre, update, add new content to. So it's constantly moving. This is a really fast-moving area, and we're working hard with our partners to keep up with it.
Because I know certainly every time you switch on your phone or your tablet or whatever, it says, updates ready for, you know, on such and such an app, and you go, hey, really, another one? But that's the way life is. It's just so fast-moving with technology.
Yes, and it really is fast moving. And so for an organization like ourselves, where this is not really our core work, but it's how we look at how we can use the information that we have to get it out to the broad audience. I mean, for example, the Northern Ireland Social Care Council is the regulator for the social care workforce in Northern Ireland and the social workforce in Northern Ireland. There are 38,000 people on our register across Northern Ireland who work in this area. So to be able to get access to them, for them to be able to get access to the sort of information that we would like them to have, this is definitely the way forward, and we are continuing to build our capacity to do that. And as you say, in Northern Ireland, there are some fantastic companies like Learning Pool who are great to work with, who help us with the technology side of things. And of course, our universities are really strong in terms of the content that they could give us. So we're in a very, very strong position.
Well, listen, many congratulations once again. If anybody is listening who wants to download the app, just put in NISCC. Simple as that.
Go into iPlayer or Google Player and NISCC, or go onto our website and you can download it for free. And we'd love to hear from you and see what you think of it, because we're constantly looking to develop it further.
And no doubt you're hearing from people worldwide now that you're the winner of the Hasita, which I want to keep saying bless you at the end of that.
Yeah, it sounds like a Spanish resort.
It does.
Yes, we are hearing from all over the world. And actually, funny enough, we have a couple of countries now who are interested in the potential of partnering with us to develop the app for the policy, legislation and theory in their country. So that should be very interesting, see how we take that forward.
Oh, fantastic. Well, listen, many congratulations, Colin. Thank you for joining me this evening. What a gosh, the day is already gone. This morning. Thank you.
Thanks very much.